Welcome to the Building BN podcast, where we take an inside look at Bloomington Normal economic development with industry pros, local businesses, and community partners. Hosted by your BN EDC.
Recording from our offices in Uptown Normal, we would like to welcome today's guest, Jay Phillips, president at Commerce Bank. We hope you enjoy.
I ended up in Bloomington Normal unintentionally on my own part, but was born in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on kind of a vacation that my mom took to see some family members, and I decided I really liked Florida. Was born down there, and then a couple weeks later or a month later, because I was born a little early, I call it born and raised in Bloomington Normal, right? So even though I wasn't officially literally born, okay. I grew up in Bloomington Normal and my family. So my dad was the first private practice physical therapist in McLean County, going back to the late 70s, early 80s. Built his own company, and that's ultimately where we start. His family was ultimately from here as well. My grandfather, which a lot of people know in town, was a commercial painter. So with Andy Shirk and Beer Nuts, my grandfather was the contracted painter for some of the commercial buildings around town, them being one of them. And Jim Shirk told me the story about my grandfather, which is pretty funny because he was fairly well known. My dad was a physical therapist. My mom was the CFO for the airport here for quite a long time, but ultimately just grew up here, went to high school at Bloomington High School, and when I graduated, I went to Southern Illinois University, so I got out of town just for a little while. We wanted some space from parents and other things, right? So escaped from town and majored in aviation at Southern, which is a great aviation program. Once I graduated from there, obviously 2001 was right behind us, and all the pilots were furloughed, so I had to find a ground job. Ultimately found myself in banking, and the rest is history. So I still fly when I can, even though I have a 10 and 11-year-old at home. And flight instruct when I can as well. So that's kind of the history on where I come from, but grew up right in the center of town, and I really, really enjoyed my childhood and my upbringing and education here in town.
Have you flown out of our airport here?
More times than I can count.
Okay.
Yeah, both commercially, so just flying on an airplane. In fact, I did that last week, flew on Delta out of Bloomington, but also I've had a lot of students in Bloomington Normal when I teach them to fly or checking out somebody or...
Very cool.
Given their flight reviews, yeah.
Well, that is definitely a unique personal fact.
I know, he's kind of jumping ahead a little bit there. Yeah. We don't get a lot of pilots on the podcast.
Do you have any other fun facts about yourself?
No, like I told you, Patrick, right before we started to sit down here, you know, Star Wars guy, just got done with the Star Wars Star Cruiser down at Disney, which was a crazy, amazing experience. And then that's something if you can do it, you know, I definitely dive in and go for it. And then I'm a huge, I love Jaws.
Okay.
The movie Jaws was something I grew up with, Steven Spielberg stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I stay out of the ocean as much as I possibly can.
I'm with you on that one.
Like the beach, but I'll stay out of the water.
You only go in about knee deep.
Yeah, if that.
If that, yeah.
Well, for some reason I go in the ocean at all, and there's little fish that just like to nibble on my feet all day long. And
yeah, really get you like a little nervous.
Yeah, don't really like that so much.
Is that ride still around? Like Universal used to have the ride that Jaws came out of the water. Is that
it's
one
gone.
Of
gone.
Ah,
yeah, stinks. They took it down and built Harry Potter Land, which to me wasn't an equal trade.
Oh, no. No, we don't need to get in that debate right now. We might be here for an hour and a half if we go compare that.
Yeah, they got rid of that. But it was a fun one.
Very cool. So next question that's on here is the role at the company. So, I mean, we wear a lot of hats. I'm sure you do, too. But, like, what does a typical day look like?
Yeah, well, actually, I can actually announce today. So I'm been the president of Bloomington Normal Commerce Bank, now market manager since 2018. So that would have been June 1st of 2018. And primarily manage our commercial business for Bloomington Normal. And then a year and a half ago, I added the responsibility for the market of Champaign for Commerce Bank. So I oversee that market as well. And then as of yesterday, my responsibilities expanded to managing our commercial bank for all of Illinois, including now Peoria. So kind of bouncing around more than I'm used to, and it's all great because we have such a great team. Just we have extremely talented people that care about their clients and their communities they work in. In fact, when I started my career with Commerce, was in Peoria in 2012. I was a commercial RM there. So to be able to have the responsibility to work with a team in Peoria that I used to work with is super, super cool, because now we're all working in a little bit different capacities. And to be able to kind of team with them again is just super fun. Nice. Super cool opportunity. Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about commerce itself and like part of the history?
Yeah, sure. So commerce has been around for 155 plus years here in Bloomington Normal. We've been, I'll give you the number of 150 plus years here in Bloomington Normal based on commerce and our predecessor banks. You know, we've really, you know, our core values really, really are surrounding, you know, long-term view, community involvement, really focused on the, you know, our retail branch networks. So our consumer clients, our commercial clients, and then ultimately we have a wealth business that's built under our umbrella as well. We're roughly right around the 35th largest bank in the country. So it's, sometimes that's surprising because we're a pretty flat organization. I'm only two steps away from the CEO in our company, which John Kemper is a, he's very important to our company, our vision, as our company's going into, with John now, our sixth generation of family management. So pretty flat organization, so we can be very nimble. Not only in kind of decision making, but also in our solution set and the development of our solution set. So we have a retail business, consumer business. Once again, our commercial business is just something I oversee mostly on a day in, day out basis. And then you know, our wealth business as well.
Commerce Bank just in the Midwest region, or is it?
Yeah, we're a Midwest regional bank. We consider ourselves that. But it's interesting because when I say that, it's more of a... from a retail brick and mortar standpoint, that's how everybody references where your footprint is. But when you think about some of our bread and butter is our payments business. So how you move money back and forth between businesses or businesses and their clients and making that an efficient experience. Cause you know, faster you can get paid the better, or the faster you can make payments, the better, and how you get paid for making those payments. And then how do you keep security around your company or your organization is something that's heavily on everybody's mind. Mm-hmm. And so our payments business is actually nationwide.
Nice.
So we're up there with the JP Morgan Chase and the Wells Fargo's and the Bank of America's when it comes to our card issuance. So like our corporate cards or our consumer cards, we're right up there with the heavyweights, which is also surprises a lot of folks.
All good stuff. I was going to ask a question as far as the commercial business goes. It seems like, especially in Central Illinois, not just here, but you know, there's action in Peoria, definitely in Champaign. There's been a lot of expansions going on. And now on the residential front too, it just seems like, you know, we had a housing study come out, we're out of houses, but more people have to build, so right. They need more to build, they need more money. So how's the banking itself going when it comes to commercial?
Commercial's going extremely well, although I'll say way I'd break it down is a lot of companies are still sitting on a lot of their cash because we had a lot of influx of cash based on the government support that provided businesses, PPP being one of them.
Sure.
Over the past few years, a lot of cash, which means there's optimism, but hesitance to invest that cash or decide how they want to use it. I would say that right now, especially in Bloomington Normal, there's a lot of, there's expansion going on. We know that with some of the larger companies in town, but also some of the not-for-profits and such in town are looking to expand their their organization and make some investments. So I think we're right on the verge of that, but now it's a kind of a melting pot of, you know, rising interest rates, and is now the right time to do this? And we have redevelopment projects that want to happen. And so those, you know, specific, maybe even to Bloomington downtown, there's a lot of folks that want to, you know, put money into downtown Bloomington or uptown Normal. And with that, now interest rates are going crazy and the Fed's, so that now you got to reevaluate some of where you stand and your projections and things like that. And that's happened kind of overnight as well, because you never know what's going to happen on the rate side. So, all in all, I think we're in a very healthy space. I think it can get better. But people are willing to take a plunge. And I think there's a lot of community leaders in town that we have here that are willing to take that plunge to try to help.
Yeah, I think it's important to point out, especially just in Central Illinois, because I know in Chicago has always been a safe bet. And one of the reasons is back to the housing study that we've tried to get people down here to break the model, because I think that we've been used to building single family homes. So it's great to see people that are interested. And I was going to ask you, whenever you have a mixed-use development, say that some that are looking at Uptown Normal, even some in downtown Bloomington, whenever they're doing like 10 or more units along with some retail, is that considered a commercial project
then? Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we would look at that under a commercial umbrella. Most banks would.
Okay.
Just based on the mixed-use piece of it, the ownership structure, that type of thing. And when you speak about the housing, you know, it's that's a definite issue right now for Bloomington Normal. We know that. We saw the study. We've suspected that all along. And definitely need some movement there and some support from everyone to get that moving, because, you know, communities like Morton are taking that lead to help out. And we'd love to capture some of that and really develop our community here. But yeah, absolutely. So kind of across the street here, there's some opportunity that would fall under the commercial umbrella as well for banks in town.
Nice. Yeah, and for us, it was always about just explaining, because we, like you said, you kind of knew it was happening. You can see it. You can see people leaving the hotels and get on a bus to go to work.
Right.
We need more houses, but we're just not accustomed to building those higher-end mixed-use developments, so we don't really have the model. But I think if one or two of these goes, you're going to see more people coming in. We just have to prove there's demand.
Well, yeah, but I'll just tell you from what you just mentioned with the hotels and then the folks that are coming to town, and I can tell you even in my neighborhood, some of the demand of folks that moved into those single family homes, they would consider something
if it was
more centrally located. Gives you that community vibe of being able to walk out the door and walk down the street and see the people that you know, not just normal neighbors, but be able to visit a restaurant or a bar in town and just kind of hang out and relax. Things are changing, and people want more simple life because work is pretty demanding on you. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of them aren't even in the stage of life to need a house like that, but they're taking it because, one, they can afford it because the jobs here do pay really well, but then they're stuck with this 3-5 bedroom when really if they just had a high-end, apartment or condo with the amenities, they'd take that.
Yep, and we also think about, in town, from a housing perspective, we're always thinking about how do we retain our talent in town based on the universities and college, other things. And at the same time, there's just people are thinking different, want different things, want a more simple life. Time is such a commodity anymore that everybody really wants to maximize, and just having those types of housing can really, really help.
No, I agree. And that's almost a really good transition. If you're trying to retain talent and you've got someone in town, like, what's the perfect day? How are you going to show off our community?
How are you going to show off who we are? I think you can feel that. In fact, I know an individual was thinking about investing in town. And what they did is they came to town and were just considering potentially having a project here in town. And they spent a full day, full night just walking around the streets in town and actually, based on that experience, decided to invest here. because it was a community that they felt first of all, when they invest here, they want to make sure it's safe, that it really accented their core values as a company. And just being able to walk around the street, kind of feel what's going on, the energy that's around, which I think we can still work to maximize that potential of that energy. They felt like it was a great community to invest here. And ultimately through my life, it's been, I would always look back and say, this is just home. Like, it's always felt like home. And I think for most people that relocate here or consider Bloomington Normal as their home base anytime in their career or in their life, at some point it just feels like home. In fact, I think we had discussed that a couple months ago when we were talking to some folks that were curious on Bloomington Normal. It's just, I think people feel comfortable and happy here because it's a nice mid-sized community, but it feels like a small community, especially our business community. We get to know everybody pretty quick.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
So if you had a couple go-to places that you would take someone to, what would those places be in Bloomington Normal?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of them.
Okay. Well, we're ready to hear them.
too biased, but when it comes down to, the staple of my life and thinking about how I grew up, and something that my brother actually lives in San Antonio for work, and something that when he comes down, he always has to have, he either has to go to La Gondola or Ivani's, one of the two. He's got to have the sweet bread sandwich. And it's something that my wife's actually from Iowa. When I told her about, she's always big on sandwiches. She always wanted a really great sandwich joint. When she moved here with me and I kept talking about Ivani's or La Gondola, she's like, well, that can't be anything special.
I know people from out of town, friends and family of mine, that will just stop here to go to Ivani's to get a sandwich.
You just have to. And it's, simple is good, right? And I just really have always appreciated that kind of hometown taste of Ivani's or La Gondola. I think one of the hidden gems in town, I'm a Chinese food fan, is Grand Cafe and their egg rolls in town. That's probably one of my favorites ever. I won't give away their secret because I've figured it out, but it's something you just have to try. If you like, these are egg rolls like you just haven't had anywhere.
Would you say that that's your favorite BN food item?
I would have to probably say that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. There's that would be my secret go-to.
Is there any other locations, places that you would take them to see or anything in Bloomington Normal?
Well, I'm a big ISU football fan. I just really love how Coach Spack has grown that program and brought some really great new energy too. And I'm a basketball guy, so I used to play basketball in high school, junior high, et cetera. And that's kind of always been my sport. But Coach has really brought a cool vibe to Illinois State football here. And believe in what he's cooking. And So we go to, my family goes to every single one of those games. Yeah. So yeah. I would want to take them to one of those.
It's been a trend recently, and we've especially had some of, we talked about this with Dr. Kinsey, is mm-hmm. just having the foreign direct investors in town, and they want to see the sites, they want to get to know us, they want to what the amenities are, and then they see the stadiums and they're like, oh, you have a football team. And I was like, oh yeah, there's a football team, there's a basketball team, there's a volleyball team, not just one, but there's two universities here. So letting them know that they've got their own sports teams, that's a big draw too. Something I think that we probably take for granted just because we're from the Midwest and we play football and we've had these teams. But if you're coming from overseas, they've got soccer, but they don't really have the sports that we have here. So that is a big draw.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I would grew up here. The new stadium look, I think it would be the east side of Hancock Stadium, the big side, wasn't here when I was growing up. We used to have what we call our inner city football games with the high schools. And the side that we know is the big part of the stadium now was actually just a few bleachers. Huh. It looked like you were at a high school football game with just a couple. The visitors team never had any seating. Like they never had anywhere to sit because there wasn't anything over there. So
what year was that?
That would go back to, I graduated in 98 and that side wasn't there. So I think the new side of the stadium's only been here, I think it's now 11 years or right at.
That just shows the investment and development then of just even our stadium here locally.
Yep.
That's so pretty cool.
Completely redeveloped and when you go to those games now, it's just a completely different feel.
So now visitors have a little bit more seats then.
Right. Well,
we're accommodating our outside guests.
Well, what's funny about that, Whitney, is everybody went from the other side, which used to be the home side.
Okay.
All of us now claim the other side. Now the visitors got to have the older side.
Makes total sense.
Yeah, no disrespect to our students because I know they like that side, but they want to stay away from all of us and have their own fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm doing some math now. So you graduated Bloomington in 98?
98, yeah.
Okay, I graduated MacArthur in 97.
Okay.
So did you play football or anything?
I did not play football.
Okay.
Nope.
I didn't play basketball. I wrestled and played football. So I was like, wait a minute, we might actually play each other.
Yeah, everything about in my high school days was just basketball. I just really, really enjoyed basketball and then grew out of that, around my senior year. So,
nice. Yep, I was not coordinated enough, but I always played football. And I said, if you want another sport, to wrestle because it'll help with tackling.
Yeah.
So I was always too tall for wrestling, but still tried.
You know what I wish I did? This is one of my life wishes, is I wish I would have put a little more energy into my golf. You've played golf with me, you know that. I wish I would have put a little more energy into my golf game because ultimately that's something I would have used long term.
Did you play golf in high school?
Not for school.
Okay. I was a varsity golfer, so I'm just asking.
Yeah, I would not have qualified.
Don't give me that credit now. I am no longer a varsity golfer. I'm more like a subpar.
We're leaning on her for scrambles. So that's a part of it.
Well, now I know who to invite you.
There you go. I do love playing, but just don't count on me.
Right off the tee box, that's going to get you ahead.
Yeah, I'm good for buying drinks. And that's why people ask me.
We all have a role when it comes to those teams.
Right,
so.
Right.
So this one should be easy since you're the vice chair of the EDC here, but why does economic development matter?
Yeah, so, I appreciate this question and I appreciate being able to answer it. So put a lot of thought into this one. And obviously, when we think about economic development, it's usually about bringing business to town only and trying to provide, I wouldn't say incentives necessarily, but just provide a platform for these businesses to be successful in town. And right now, I think, I'm in a workforce committee meeting this afternoon. I really think we've had to pivot and think about economic development a little bit differently, not just to bring new businesses down, because that's always going to be a focus, but to really think about how these businesses can thrive in town. And, this team here has really done a great job of providing for perspective for all of us on the board and our community on what that really means and how we can tackle it, which is a very difficult thing to tackle when it comes to workforce, in navigating supply chain and challenges and volatility in markets and things like that. So I just really appreciate that, when it comes to economic development, it's just not one facet. It's many, many different things. And I'm really proud to serve on this team because I think you bring that perspective to us. You allow us to talk about it. You challenge us to be able to be creative to try to solve some of these really, really tough issues.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that too, Andrew. To be able to volunteer the way that you do, especially with the committee, but that was one of the things that we needed to stand up early on. Most of the other places I worked at, Tinley Park didn't really have workforce issues at all. It was a bedroom community. People work in Chicago, and you get down here and you see the universities. I'm like, oh my gosh, the talent, the pipeline's right there. But how do you bring that in and do a more holistic approach? Because I think in the past, the EDC's done a great job of bringing in business almost too well. And so now it's making that pivot with the focus on workforce and then making the pivot again to create the brand, to hire Whitney to have someone tell that story on what, you know, what it's like to live, work, and play here, I think hopefully will help resonate with some people. And we're hearing that a lot too from some of our new transplants. It's more than they expected. They literally get in and they didn't know what to expect, but like, we had no idea you guys had this many, you know, local mom and pop shops, great places. We do feel safe. One of the takeaways I think from the branding was that it's a place where opportunity meets stability.
Right.
And I think that's something that we're going to play on later on as the brand starts to roll out. But I mean, what a great time to be doing econ dev, and what a great location.
Yeah. And one last thing on economic development would be, you know, I don't think our community is any longer just looking at things from a short-term basis or even a long-term basis. I think we're kind of trying to segment that from a short-term to mid-term to long-term. And how do we layer all that together in one uniform strategy? And I've really appreciated being part of those conversations, because I think we're going to get somewhere. We're just going to need support around us and the folks around us to help get there.
Yeah, no, it'll take a lot of players. That's why we're glad we've got partnerships with the Chamber and the CVB and everybody else. And well, plus we're a twin city.
Right.
And with 172,000 residents in McLean County, it's got to be the holistic approach. And it's got to be, like you said, every phase in between, because we don't want to have, the opposite of smart growth. Like,
right.
It seems in the past we've sprawled the sprawl, and now there's opportunity to infill, and there's people that want to infill. I mean, so there's so much potential downtown, uptown, a lot of different pockets, and it's just getting everybody coordinated. And the cool thing, though, is there's a huge team of volunteers in this community that want to do that.
Yeah, and I would say there's probably more volunteers and more people that care and want to step up and help than we ever have had in this community. It's just helping give them clarity on how to do that.
Yeah.
You know, how to take that first step into making a difference and kind of helping out and being a voice in town on what's important. I think all too often, you know, I hear about folks, you know, one individual reaching out to one of our town or city council members and making an influence. I think we've got to really come together as a community to be a unified voice on what we really would like to happen here, because I think we'll get the support as long as we do just that.
Yep. Nope, I agree. Is there anything else you wanted to cover?
Do you have any current job openings?
We have a couple. We just have a few. You know, our retail business is going to continue to evolve and change, and we're looking for great people to continue to grow our business. So we've got a few retail consumer openings right now. We're going to continue. Now with my new responsibilities, we're going to significantly grow our commercial bank with new folks. So we've got an opening there, and maybe some future openings coming along there as we continue to really, put a lot of emphasis on our growth projectile that we've enjoyed over the past few years. So our commercial bank, we actually have one wealth position opened right now, which is more of a business development opportunity that we have as well. So, you know, ultimately, I think part of the reason why I work there is just we've had really good retention of our employee base. Most of our job openings are usually based on promotions,
yeah,
which is
a good thing.
Which is great. And, just opportunities to be able to add positions when we're growing at the rate that we are. So.
And they can find that information on your website?
CommerceBank.com, and just hit the career section and you'll be able to find, you'll just need to drill into Bloomington Normal.
Great.
Or Champaign or PR, you'll be able to see those listings.
Is there a requirement they have to be good at golf or anything? Or
obviously not.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on today.
I appreciate it.
Thank you
very much.
Tune in next week as we continue to take an inside look at Bloomington Normal's economic development with industry pros, local businesses, and community partners, and learn more about our BN Advantage.